Can you tell me your name? Can you tell me your name?
Henry William.
Henry, when did you drive dogs?
When 3 years ago, but.
And well, how did you use the dogs? When did you use them for certain things?
Just for hauling meat or something like that, hauling wood.
Do you often? Did you go off and go out and trap line with the dogs?
Yeah, long ago, yeah. And then they make company with me. Just like somebody go with me, even I go alone, you know. Just like my partners, you know, I just go like this, just play around, bark. When something come around, like wolf, eating wolf come around, you know, it's bark, boop, boop, boop.
You saw 18 wolves come around once?
Yeah, so once in a while, you know, woo, lots of them. I heard them too. It's pretty dangerous, you know, in dark, you know. One time I lose my dogs too.
They ran away from
Yeah, run away. They broke the line, you know. I had anchor, you know, I put him on. I was in my trap a little ways. And I almost a break stick coming out. Just jerk one time and break the snap line. I got the hook all right. I got nothing to fight with Wolfie. You know. So I run after him for about 2-3 miles. I pretty near caught them, you know. I got short leg, you know, I got just like moose running around there when after I see. I really run fast already. I was old.
Did you finally catch him?
I catch them in my camp, you know. That's what they, when I start to see, whoa, they just moose beat up, that's all. They can't stop.
Yeah.
And then I never camp. I get mad, you know. I get mad at them all. I just threw my things off and then really whip them up. Then keep it going to right here. It's about 3 hours and a half from here. Going pretty good. We had good dogs, eh, honey?
How many dogs did you have in those days?
That time?
Yeah.
Sometimes 6, 9, 10.
How many dogs do you have today?
9, 8.
Do you have any good leaders?
We got 2. But I never drive them for a long time, but no. We have double lead all the time. Dino G and Hope. Nobody drives them, nobody trained them, you know, and then first when somebody started driving them, they think that's no good dog. That's good dog if they trained them for a couple months, going out trapping, and you know, they get in good shape again. Feed them good. See, that's the only way you could even bomb dog. I make good dog out of them.
Giving them good feed.
Feed them good. Treat them good.
What kind of feed do you feed your dogs?
Anything. Fish, dry fish, dog meal, anything like that.
That makes them good and healthy?
Yeah. I feed them 3 times a day. It's about this much.
About as much as your fist has?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the morning and evening I feed them more though, but morning about this much I feed them.
And one fistful.
And when I eat lunch, same thing again.
How do you train dogs? When like you're going to go trapping, do you do anything special with the dogs to have them stop and wait for you?
Well, the only way they wait for me is to put the anchor on. But anyway. They're a good friend, you know. It's just friendly, you know. Just like when somebody go with me, you know, when I go someplace. Sometimes I spank them though, once in a while. Not often. You know, when they do wrong, we have to spank them. They understand you, so they won't do that again.
Do many people have dogs from your team, from your old team?
I don't know. This. We just Duncan bought them from some town, you know, like $50. But I think that dog worth more than $200-$300. That dog, what night when we were talking about, because I drive him, you know, it's good leader. He's a pretty strong dog. You can good chasing dog too, you know. That. Well, we would drive 5 dogs, going out hunting, you know. And there's only one dog is pulling hard, I know. You can't see nothing, you just work really hard. I know that dog is good because I know horse is good dog.
How'd you ever name the dog Nightwind?
Nightwind? Them boys name.
Do you think that you'll use a dog team again sometime?
Well, if there's no cash, I have to, because maybe I'm too old for dogs, though.
How many skidoos do you have right now?
Huh?
How many skidoos do you use right now?
You mean...
Snowmobiles. Well, you don't use the dogs, you say you tie the dogs up.
Oh, so no. We don't, nobody use them right now. We've got no sleigh for it. We've got sleigh for snowgo, but... we got little sleigh, we might drive them, but we got no little sleigh to. Somebody have to make sleigh.
Do people in town make sleighs?
Yeah, well, I make sleigh, all right, but I'm just too lazy to sell.
What kind of wood do you use when you make the sleigh?
Birch.
Do you season the birch very long? Let it dry out?
Yeah.
How long do you let the birch dry out before
about
you...
10 days.
Mm-hmm. Have you made many sleighs in your lifetime?
Lots of it. That's why I get tired of making sleigh. Every year I make sleigh long. We threw them away in spring camp and then make another one again next fall. I'm pretty sure one old man tell me, why don't you shift that sleigh? That's a hard thing to make. You got to think ahead so you can use them again next year. And then we have this sleigh for 4 or 5 years now. Eh? This one out here. We had another one too, but one of the boys break it up with snowgo, you know. Bust the point, you know.
How long is the sleigh out front of your house?
Hello? It's about 12 foot runners. One is about 10 foot, 9 feet.
What kind of runners do you have on the sleigh?
Birch.
Do you do anything to the runners before you go out? Or are they just nice and smooth?
Nice and smooth. No wax, nothing.
Do you go trapping right now?
I trapping. Hard to make trail though. You have to help me to break trail. You got long leg.
You mean with
see,
snowshoes?
It's about this deep snow. It's up, about this deep snow.
Up just to your knee?
Yeah, for with snowshoes. If I go in snow, you stick out.
Up to your neck, yeah, I know. It's pretty warm now too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
How long is your trap line that you have right now? Is it a long trap line? Or
it's about 20 miles. About 20 miles. One of my boys go out with me one night. There's only one night we go out. One night, eh? And then we got tent out there. It's over 1 month now.
Let me ask you some questions about your trap line again. Have you been catching, what kind of animals have you been catching this year in your traps?
Martin, weasel.
Are the martin in good shape?
Oh, yeah.
I see your wife is skinning the martin for you right now.
Yeah.
She does all the skinning?
Oh, yeah. Same time I have to because she got too much to do, cooking and stuff like that. Mm. Right now I got no time. And when I come back, you know, I'm too tired to do anything, you know. Mm-hmm. Getting old.
Does your wife go out in the trap line for you sometimes?
Yeah. She went out a couple of times, yeah?
Yeah.
Make a round trip from right here. Cold, too.
How cold was it?
About 50, huh?
Over
right
50.
Here. Over 50. We went out, we go on top of the hill and it's warmer up there, you know. It's colder down here.
Have you caught martin, you said? What else have you caught in your traps?
Link. And martin and weasel.
How many link have you got about so far this year?
One.
One link.
$62.
Mm. Well, good. Mm-hmm. How many martin have you been catching?
I know, I catch 25 now, huh?
Yeah.
And one of them got 7, huh? 7?
8.
Are you planning on going out beaver trapping?
Yeah. I like to.
Have you looked over the beaver houses you're going to be trapping in?
Yeah, with airplane, yeah. The last summer when I...
You had a chance to fly around and check out the houses?
No, I have to go out to a snowball.
Yeah.
Brick field. I know where the beaver house is. Because I see him this summer, you know, when I land around there.
What time do you start beaver trapping? Next month?
Right now, but...
Right now, in February?
Mm-hmm. First of February. We all just went out around by this time, honey. We used to stay out for 1 month, you know, long ago, me and my wife. The kids were small. Gordon was baby that time. We went out with 5 dogs, eh? We had no snowball. And right now we got, whenever we go out, we got 8 dogs and we got 3 snowball out there. That time we had only 5 dogs and we went out. 2 sleigh. Now pull with rope too, same time a whole jeep pull, you know. Every time I stop, the dog stop. That strong I was. Right now I can't even pull 1 pound.
How far from here do you go to the beaver trapping?
Beaver trapping is about 30 miles, yeah? Oh. About 30 miles, 30, 40 miles.
Will you set up a camp out there then this spring?
With tent, yeah.
When does beaver trapping end this year?
Right. Middle of April, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What kind of traps do you use for beaver trapping?
Snare.
A snare?
Mm-hmm.
Made with what kind of thing? With wire?
Wire, yeah. Beaver snare, number 2. About 5 foot long.
What kinds of things are you going to use the beaver for?
Hmm?
What kinds of things will you make from the beaver?
You mean...
To use the hide? The
No, fur? We sell it to store in and send it outside and sell it.
Down below, Seattle?
Yeah. I got beaver skin back there in the camp. What I catch last fall. We never target it, you know. They have to shield it first before we shield it, you know. Mm. Give more than that.
Thank you very much, Henry, for the interview.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Take your take, too.
I start talk too much now.
No.
One time, I go over the hill. It's kind of open place like this, you know. It's just more, just little trees. I go on top of the hill and go over the hill. Kind of flat place. And I go alongside my tracks and go way back and get under the tree while they were going around here. They were looking for me over the hill, that's all. As soon as they come to me, I think, wow! All of them started barking, just turn off over that way. Deep snow. They really get scared because they were thinking I go over the hill already.
You scared your dogs.
Yeah.
How do you hook up your dogs when you're out trapping and you're breaking trail in front? How do you hook the dogs up so they follow you?
You mean, I just single them out, like this, you know.
One behind the other, single
yeah,
file.
Uh-huh. I just make the 2 lines longer, you know. Sometimes I double them up when there's white trail. But they push each other like this to you.
Off the trail?
Off the trail. They want a wider trail. Mm-hmm. Some never do that. Some do. They really push. One time I tried them to lick together and hit together. They push, but they can't push. No more do that. They quit once in a while, you know.
This was taken down Hawaii.
Yeah, I really liked dogs when I was younger.
Did you have any long trips you took when you had dogs, when you were younger?
Yeah.
Where would you go on a long trip?
Long trip? No. We're just trapping. Just going out trapping. We'll go about 30, 40 miles out. Beaver trapping sometimes. Mm. Not much to trap them days though. Right now it's lots of fur, but fur is high too, but too cool to trap right now. Mm. But it's right now it's good. Yeah, go out there, but no trail next.
So you have to break trail now.
Yeah.
Go trap.
Uh-huh. Really high.
Too much.
Henry, tell me about the sleeping bag race.
Oh, yeah. There were a whole bunch of them, huh? How many? What?
It was last Saturday.
Yeah, last Saturday. But 10 team, huh?
9.
And they were laying down. they got their harness ready and sled, everything. But they never hook up the dogs yet. And somebody tell them 1, 2, 3, then they just get up and get their sleeping bag and put them in sled and tie them down. They start to hook up. They never get ready first. They hook up their dogs first. And after they hook up their dogs, they put stuff in their sleigh and tie them down. And Stephen Berkman was winning that time.
Did they then have a race after they got everything on the sled?
Yeah. They just start one time, you know. Whoever hook up dog first and go. And Nixon hook up and go again. If any chance we got, when they got ready, that's when they're going to go.
Both men and women?
Yeah. No. Just men. When they get ready, they just go. That's funny for me, you know. You start to laugh right away.
That was called a sleeping bag race?
Yeah. They were laying down when they started to count, you know. They get ready. They just get up and go. They started to hook up the dog. But some of them have a really hard time to with dogs, you know. They're just going like this. They can't put the harness on, you know. They won't go, you know. They're just going like this and they can't put the harness on.
The dogs are shaking their heads?
Yeah. Two of them was had that trouble, yeah. They hook up the dogs, the rest of them fast, but just one dog trouble. Your third time hook them up.
We thaw it out and skin them the next day.
And after it's skinned, do you have to keep it wet in any way?
Yeah, we have to keep it wet so it wouldn't dry out before we
different
stretch it.
Huh?
How do you do that?
Sometimes we take it out outdoors, leave it out for a couple of days.
And then it freezes?
It freezes. So we'll bring it in, just stretch it again.
And how do you stretch the fur?
We stretch them with nails.
You put it on a one-piece stretcher, or does it have more pieces?
It had two pieces.
And then you put it inside out over the stretcher bar?
First we had this fur inside to dry it out. And after it dry, we turn it around.
So I noticed you had one fur on the floor that was stuffed inside of itself, kind of to keep wet. Do you leave it like that for a long time or just for a little while?
Just for a little while. Just for overnight or something.
Oh. And then you turn it inside out over the stretcher?
Uh-huh.
You mail it down. And how long does it have to stay over the stretcher bar like that?
For one night.
And then it's dry?
Uh-huh. These are really thin skin.
How about other kinds of furs? Does it take longer?
It take longer compared to this, how thick it is or anything like that.
When it's dry, like this inside out, what do you do after it gets dry?
We turn it around.
And beat the fur off. And then do you ever tan your own?
Yeah, we tan our own. We soak it with water and, you know, those fels naphtha.
With fels naphtha?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You just shave it up?
Uh-huh.
And how long do you keep it in that kind of mixture?
For about one night.
And then what?
We dry it out, you know.
Do you stretch it again then after it's been in that?
Uh-huh. We have to do it by a scraper or something.
And then is it all soft and ready after
Yeah.
that?
It's just soft.
It was just the soap and the water.
Soap
wow,
and
great.
Water.
How about in old times? Did people do it differently before there was fels naphtha soap?
I think so.
Do you
I know
some ways?
No. Hmm. Only this, since we start tanning our own skin, that's all I know is fels naphtha.